Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Income Solutions. We've got another bang-up show for you to help you get through retirement and have the money last long as you do. I'm Steve Gramsci, co-host with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, who are your local wealth advisors and local financial coaches in Middle Georgia. Our offices are located conveniently in Dublin and Macon, and you can find us online at completetheplan.com. Number to call is 800-987-1443. That might be important for your retirement, but we'll repeat it again just in case you didn't have time to jot it down. In the meantime, let's say hello to Bill and Daniel again. Guys, how are you this week?
Fantastic. How are you, Steve?
I am likewise. I like to say dynamite, and you know what my wife said? My wife said, when you say dynamite, because I mean it, you know, I'm feeling really good. She says, you know, that's a phrase that's 30 years old. You sound like an old man. What do you think?
Everything comes back in style. You're all right.
You are old.
I really didn't want you to agree with my wife. Thank you very much, guys. And I'm not going back to polyester just because I sound old, all right?
You didn't keep that in your closet?
No,
Bill,
I did
you
not.
You didn't have that leisure suit?
No, Bill, you got one, don't you?
No, but
no, I don't.
But we go to Big Lots and buy them for our sheets anymore. There you go. All right, well, let's get on with the more important task at hand, and that's helping other people with their retirement, and go first to the mailbag, as we usually do, and take a question. You ready, gentlemen?
Ready.
Okay, this is from Dan today in Warner Robins. Dan says, I'll have the option of taking a lump sum from my pension fund instead of taking a lifetime pension when I retire in 2 years. Exactly half of the coworkers I've asked say that I'm better off to take the lump sum, and the other half say I should take the pension. So, you guys are the coaches. What is it?
All right. Well, Dan, thanks for the question. This is a topic that comes up quite often when people have pensions. However, most people don't even have the option to make that decision. We've helped many people decide whether or not a lump sum pension is a good idea or not. If someone, for example, has a priority to try to leave some assets to a child or a charity, that can be a good reason to roll the pension out so you can have access to the money in the plan instead of just the income stream. Another purpose to do a lump sum pension from rollout from the pension would be if you could feel confident you could provide yourself a better income stream by doing so. That's going to come down to the interest rate that your pension plan pays you out versus the lump sum amount. As interest rates rise, there's certainly the possibility you can duplicate or get a better income outside of the pension, but it really just depends. It really depends on your company's offering, what they have for you in their pension plan. It's a very, very big decision. I recommend you walk through it carefully with an advisor that'll show you the pros and cons of each and explain to you that the good thing about leaving the money at a pension plan is, you know, you can have a very high degree of confidence that you're going to get income for the rest of your life from that. But there's also reasons to consider rolling it out. You want to see the pros and cons for each.
All right. Hopefully that is helpful for you, Daniel. And now that fact of the week coming from Bill today.
Okay. We in our business think it's very important, it's critical that we listen to our clients, that we ask the right questions and understand exactly all we need to know about them before we ever give them any decisions or any advice for that matter. Stephen Covey, who's passed away, but he was the author of several books written about time management and things of those nature. And he had the Seven Habits a few years ago. And so this is a quote from the Seven Habits. It says, "The biggest communication problem is that most people do not listen to understand. They listen to reply." So You know, I remember reading that many years ago and said one of the seven habits was seek first to understand and then to be understood. So it's critical in our business that we do that, that we listen and we seek to understand before we ever give any advice.
Well, Dale Carnegie would have taught you that, too. You have to really listen first before you can solve any problem, because you have to know what the need is of the person you're talking to.
That's right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for that fact. We appreciate that, Bill. And let's move on to a good topic for this segment, and that is the A word.
Careful.
Now, what you mean by that?
What word comes to mind when you say the A word? Well, there's a lot of confusion out there about annuities, probably because there are different types of those that do different things. So we'll give you each of these types of annuities. Gentlemen, you explain how they work and how they might be used in someone's financial plan, okay?
Okay.
First, an immediate annuity. How does it work and when might someone use it?
Okay. Well, I thought you were going to say the A word was Apple. So this is really throwing me off here with annuity. So, but an immediate annuity is it's a type of financial product where you put money into an investment with an insurance company and they start paying you income immediately, starting from the date of your first choice whenever you deposit the money. And they generally pay you income for a specified period of time. Sometimes you can choose life only, and they give you a little bit higher income by choosing that option, because they, you know, if you passed away early, they wouldn't have to continue the payments. They also have period certain annuities where you know you get at least 10 years worth of payments. Sometimes there's joint and survivor options, but the immediate annuity means that you're going to start taking income immediately forward. It's not typically for any type of cash accumulation. You do get a little bit of a interest rate payment when they credit that to you at first, but they can be very good for income, for guaranteed stream of income, and they can play a critical role in someone's retirement.
All right, next let's talk about a fixed annuity.
Okay, Steve, a fixed annuity, I'd like to compare somewhat for our listeners where they understand it maybe a little better. Kind of like a certificate of deposit, like a CD. A CD pays a stated interest rate for a stated period of time. So does a fixed annuity. A fixed annuity declares an interest rate for a period of time, and that's all you're going to earn is that stated interest rate. But the biggest difference between that and a CD is that the fixed annuity, if you leave the money in there, it compounds. So you get compound growth on that money, but you don't get a tax bill because it's deferred. It's deferred until you take it out, and then you pay ordinary income taxes on it. Today, it would be used maybe to be something similar to or income similar to a CD, but at higher rates. They're paying actual higher rates today than a CD. And of course, it doesn't offer all the liquidity options nor some of the protections that you would get from FDIC insurance. It's backed by the assets and the strength of the insurance company. So it's not exactly the same as a CD, but it helps to understand that you earn a stated interest for a stated period of time, and it can be used for income for that period of time like a CD could.
Well, and it's nice to know that we have some financial coaches in the two of you to be able to re-explain that to us through the course of our retirement and our investing in retirement. What about a variable annuity?
Well, a variable annuity is different than the first two products that we've talked about, of course. Variable annuity, the key word is variable. You're going to get a variable rate of interest. Now, the good thing about a variable annuity is that you have more upside potential, more potential for growth. The bad thing is that you also can lose money in a variable annuity on your principal. You also, of course, can add income riders and death benefits to the variable annuity, but those benefits aren't the same as what your principal of your money is going to do on a day-to-day basis. There can be some fund fees involved with mutual funds and other types of things that you want to be aware of when you're making that choice. One of the reasons for using a variable annuity is if you're in a high tax bracket and you have non-IRA money and you want that upside growth potential, you can put it in there, and it is also tax deferred. So you want to be smart about why you're buying something. How does this financial product fit into my overall portfolio? How does it fit into my goals and dreams? And most importantly, how's it going to provide you income for retirement? But that's how a variable annuity functions.
You're hearing Retirement Income Solutions, and you can find us on Facebook, too, by the way. And the number to call to have your discussion with Security First Asset Management 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Continuing with our discussion of the A word, finally, what is fixed indexed annuity and how does it work?
Steve, a fixed indexed annuity is, again, an annuity that pays a stated minimum interest rate over the term of the annuity. However, it's different than a fixed annuity in that it doesn't have a declared rate that's very high. The way you earn money on a fixed index annuity is by the insurance company accrediting your money based on a movement in an index, whether it be the S&P 500 or a Russell or a NASDAQ or a combination of different indices that exist out there. You can get some movement of the index. Some of them are uncapped, some of them are capped, most of them are capped, so you won't get the market. So I look at this as a bond alternative, for example. It's considered fairly safe. It's not 100% safe. It's not 100% guaranteed returns, but you do get your principal protected, and you have an opportunity to earn greater interest than you would see possibly in a bond and or a CD at the bank. So it's an alternative to those, and it's actually performed quite well over the last 20 years. So it's not for everybody. No, none of these products that we talked about today should be perceived as being something you should have in your portfolio. They all have particular things that they do, some things that they do well, some that they don't do so well, and they all have time commitments and back-end sales charges or surrender charges if you don't abide by them. They're contractually binding.
What types of annuities, if any, do you use in your planning?
Well, we tend to prefer using products that are going to have low fees and going to have benefits for our clients. The types of annuities we use are used for predictability, things that make things more predictable. So, for example, if someone needs lifetime income, you can use a fixed index annuity with an income benefit rider. We know ahead of time the costs that may be involved in that, and also the potential interest rate that will be earned. The main purpose of the fixed and the fixed indexed products are your principal is protected. So someone that wants predictability, they can be a very valuable tool for that. Again, someone that values opportunity more growth potential, the fixed products may not be best for them because you're not going to have as much growth potential, but certainly you're going to have more predictability. So in general, we'll use, when it's appropriate, some fixed annuity products, maybe an immediate annuity. Rarely, if ever, do we use a variable annuity because of the fees involved.
All right, so you kind of just insinuated that you might use multiple annuities to meet someone's financial goals. Is there an example?
Well, let's just take somebody that doesn't have a pension, for example, and they have Social Security and then they have a bucket of assets. You can actually layer various annuities, just like you could CDs, that would give you predictability and income in the first few stages of retirement, and have a latter stage be your equity bucket that's in the market growing. So you could use, for example, if someone needed, say they needed $2,000 a month and it needed to be there predictable. If it's suitable, if companies have good interest rates to do so, we might talk about that immediate annuity we talked about earlier that could give us 60 payments of inflation-adjusted income for our first segment, our first 5 years of retirement. Then we could layer in another 5 or another 10-year or whatever the case may be. And it varies per client, but some people are really constrained that they can't. They have a finite amount of money, but they have a need for income, and we need to find vehicles, investment vehicles, that will provide us a high probability of success, and annuities can do that. Annuities aren't the right solution or the only solution for everybody, but utilizing the tools in the toolbox that we have to offer our clients to reach their goals and provide for them the lifetime income that they need, that's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about what's in the best interest of every single person we deal with. So we talked about annuities today, which a lot of people talk about. They can certainly be oversold, but nevertheless, they do have characteristics that are suitable in a lot of instances and in the best interest of some folks. A lot of people in the planning process, if they take the time to sit down and go through the process, give us a call if you'd like today to have a sit-down conversation with us. And let us help you understand how you can plan for and overcome some of the obstacles and challenges that you're going to find in retirement. We can do so by helping you with a lifetime income blueprint. For the next 10 callers who call today with at least $100,000 ready for retirement or just a few years away from retirement, call us and let us help you get on the right track of planning and preparing for a retirement that's predictable and reliable and sustainable. Give us a call today at 800-987-1443.
800-987-1443 to have your lifetime income blueprint made at 800-987-1443. That's Security First Asset Management. To listen, plan, and thrive with your local wealth advisors and financial coaches, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your lifetime income blueprint. Call 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. That lifetime income blueprint is a lifeline in your retirement. Don't procrastinate, put it off any longer. Feel better about where you'll be when retirement happens, or maybe you're in retirement right now. Even that can be improved by having that discussion with Bill and Daniel. Call 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. I know you guys have got one more event coming up at Benson's. Let's talk about that in our next segment here on Retirement Income Solutions.
What should be the number one concern if you're approaching retirement? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives. Here in Middle Georgia, meet with the Security First Asset Management team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
Want to learn more about the team at Security First Asset Management? Visit our website, completetheplan.com. That's completetheplan.com.
You are hearing Retirement Income Solutions. Boy, we're glad that you've joined us today, and we hope that so far you've got some help and some few things to think about as you prepare for your own retirement. First and foremost is to make a call and have a partner with someone who can coach you through a happy retirement, and that would be Security First Asset Management at 800-987-1443. And gentlemen, that event you've got coming up, you've had, I think, two of the three, and this is the last one, so I want to encourage you, the listener, to not pass it over this time. Tell us about it.
Well, we have an event coming up August the 8th at 6 p.m. at Benson's Steak and Sushi. Now, this is going to be a financial workshop. The title is called The New Retirement Reality. This is for people from the ages of 50 to 80, so that's kind of the age group we're looking at, people that are close to retirement, thinking about retirement, maybe already in retirement. But the topic is going to be about the new retirement reality. Some of the things we're going to touch on is how is the new presidency affecting the market? How about rising interest rates? And finally, rising market conditions. We find ourselves in very expensive times in the stock market. The market is very high. Is now a good time to get in? Is now a good time to start planning and protecting what you have? So we're going to have a really good event covering all these topics. We invite you to come, but if you want to attend, again, the date is August the 8th. That's coming up in a few weeks. August the 8th. The phone number to call is 800-898-3572. That's 1-800-898-3572 to reserve a seat there. Seating is limited, so if you want to come, 800-898-3572. That's 1-800-898-3572. Make sure to go ahead and call and get your name on the list. It's going to be a great night.
I'm sure it will be. And now let's talk about, I'd like you to give me a story, an example, one of your experience, because, you know, people will often, maybe like going to a doctor. You go to the doctor and the doctor diagnoses that you need to do this. And sometimes people just don't, they're maybe too passive. Maybe they're introverted. They don't want to get a second opinion. But sometimes that can really be harmful, not only in medicine, but certainly in the financial world. So can you tell us about a time when somebody came to you for a second opinion and quite frankly, they were doing everything perfectly already? Has that ever happened?
Well, it does happen. We call those folks Fred and Wilma. You know, they're saving money, they're putting money away, but what they haven't done is sit down and put a plan together about how they're going to get money out of their assets to create an income stream. So we do meet some Fred and Wilmas quite often. They condition themselves to save money, and frankly, they're doing a good job. But what they're missing They just don't have a plan in place to tell them how to withdraw down their assets in a tax-favored way and, frankly, how to make it last for the rest of their lives. So, yeah, that happens quite a bit. We find folks that are doing good jobs, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Along those same lines, is we sometimes run into people that are very good investment managers or do a good job of allocating their assets, but sometimes neglect the other issues that are going to happen in retirement, like health care expenses. They many times we find they need help deciding how to pay for long-term health care, should they self-fund, and as Bill mentioned, where to take income from for taxes. So there's usually some aspect that is overlooked, even if they're doing some of the things right.
Well, sometimes they overlook what the impact of inflation is, certainly the health care costs, taxes, and one of the things that a lot of people just don't understand is market risk. Long-term, and especially in retirement. So they may do a lot of things right to get to the threshold of retirement. Sometimes they lack some understanding some of the other components that they need to think about. So it's a holistic approach. We need to look at some of the concerns and some of the challenges they're going to have in retirement and address those, have a plan in place to deal with them, not just the accumulation of money and understanding how to create the income, but it's also understanding other things that could happen in different scenarios so that we are properly planned so that we can thrive in retirement.
And the best way to do that is to have a conversation with you. And so what do you suggest?
I suggest that they give us a call. There's no better time than right now to pick your phone up and give us a call at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. And that will get you in front of us so that we can sit down and talk about your unique situation at a no cost, no obligation.
Call 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. So if you're in Middle Georgia and there you have it, another discussion that can be drilled down and customized for your circumstance, that Lifetime Income Blueprint, by calling Bill and Daniel at Security First Asset Management. Call 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Gentlemen, thank you for that example and story.
You're welcome. Thank you, Steve.
Daniel Neesmith is the Vice President of Security First Asset Management and an investor advisor representative. He's also a retirement income certified professional. He specializes in pre- and post-retirement planning with an emphasis on minimizing the taxes and fees you pay. Get a second opinion of your financial plan with Daniel and his team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
When it comes to retirement, we want you to thrive. Keep listening to Retirement Income Solutions.
This is Retirement Income Solutions. Glad you've stayed with us today, Steve, with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. We are your local wealth advisors. Well, they are. I'm just trying to help out best I can with my little part of the program here in Middle Georgia. You should call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Another trip to the mailbag here to answer a question. This one gentleman from Casey in Macon, who says, I didn't get a raise on my Social Security this year. Does that mean that inflation isn't a concern for the foreseeable future, at least according to the government?
Don't listen to the government. Casey, that's the first thing. You know, we we laugh about it, but no, I don't think inflation's in check. It's never in check completely. It's an enemy to retirement. And I understand where you're coming from. You didn't get a raise this year because inflation hasn't raised its ugly head just yet. But I think you can't count on that long term. I think you just need to understand that in the future, I don't know how old you are, but in your life expectancy to the 80s or even the early 90s, inflation is going to be a challenge for you. And we can only hope that Social Security will at least try to stay up with it. They never have. They never give you. The formula doesn't give you the real true inflation rate anyway. And if it does, they probably increase the cost of your Medicare Part B. So it's kind of a wash. So understanding how Social Security works in your overall plan is very important. if your sole stream of income that you have, then you certainly need to have a savings put aside to help supplement that income if it's not enough for all of your needs. But I don't believe, even according to the government, that inflation is completely in check. All the signs are in place to kind of see some inflationary pressure in the new future. That's always good. It just needs to be control and not out of control. We just need to understand that inflation can affect us long-term in retirement.
I hope that is helpful to you, Casey. Thanks for posing the question. So let me ask you, why do some people try to handle everything without help in the first place?
Well, I think it's a very normal thing to think that if you've been handling your financial situation alone while you were saving for retirement in your 401k or TSP, to think, well, I've done it this far by myself. What's the difference in retirement? So that's a common way of thinking. But the difference is you can kind of put things on autopilot when you're saving for retirement. As long as it's being taken out of your check and you're investing it appropriately, there's not a whole lot much more to worry about. You don't really think about what's the tax implications of withdrawing the funds. But when you get to that retirement date that you've worked so hard to get to, you want to make sure that you have enough money to make it through retirement, not just to retirement. We want you to thrive throughout retirement. So that's one of the reasons people keep handling it themselves is they're used to doing so. But it's kind of a wake-up call when you start seeing all the different things that come up. How much can you afford to spend is a big one. When you start seeing your account or portfolio values decrease because you're having to spend them, it's a little bit different than when you're seeing them increase by adding to them during your working years. So we're retirement income certified professionals. We help people make it through retirement and thrive through retirement, making sure you have the amount of income you need as part of your overall plan.
Thanks. What are the most common retirement planning mistakes we make or have made that when we try to handle everything ourselves?
Well, probably the one that's the most glaring is what we call sequence of return risk. The market's going to fluctuate throughout retirement. We're going to have periods of time when the market is thriving like it is right now. And we're going to have a time or two in our retirement years when we have another big pullback in the market like we experienced in 07 and 08. The biggest concern we have for folks who are used to doing it themselves is, and one of the mistakes they make is not knowing when to be in and when to be out. And they make costly mistakes in doing so. So we need to understand how the market works over time. And if we're using those assets for income, we certainly need to understand the impact of withdrawing money out of our assets when the market is actually taking the value of our assets down. So that's one mistake. And the other mistake is unpredictable income, which they kind of go hand in hand. Not having a true income plan in place, specifically understanding where you can take income from your assets. It's a different approach than accumulating. We invest differently when we're accumulating assets, and we certainly should invest different than that when we have to take our assets and provide a lifetime income.
There are some folks who might go into financial planning and like to have it be more of a partnership than just a, you know, client-advisor relationship. So how do you work with people who need help from an advisor like yourselves but still want to be very hands-on with their retirement plan?
Well, this happens quite frequently. I would say that our planning process, the Lifetime Income Blueprint, is very accommodating to the person that wants to partner with us in that way. Everything's very transparent. You know ahead of time what the next step's going to be, what the next meeting's going to be about, so people can come prepared. We also like their input. You know, things are very flexible with what type of investing they want to do, what approach they want to have. It's their money. It's your money as you plan for retirement and save. And we are very accommodating for anyone that wants to be hands-on. So it's important to us for people to understand what's happening and to educate them about the process and all their options that are out there. In fact, we've been doing this for many years, and we find that a lot of times people need a second opinion and want a second opinion about what they're currently doing. We want to offer anyone listening right now that saved at least $100,000 for retirement, give us a call. The next 10 callers that call us, we're going to give you a complimentary review and, if necessary, help you put together a lifetime income blueprint. That'll make sure you have enough income to make it through retirement and thrive in retirement. give us a call, 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443. So we can sit down with you, review your situation, and help you get on the path to thriving in your retirement years.
800-987-1443 to have your lifetime income blueprint made at 800-987-1443. These are your local wealth advisors and financial coaches who can help set your retirement up for lifetime income with a lifetime income blueprint. Why wouldn't you want to have a discussion, and why have you been putting it off? You should make that call, and it hurts nothing to have the talk. I get to work with Bill and Daniel on a somewhat regular basis now, and I think you'll develop that chemistry and that rapport that you like to have in someone who's helping take care of your financial retirement by making that phone call to Security First Asset Management and not putting it off any longer. You might even have a more restful summer knowing you've got a plan that's going to be taking place. 800-987-1443 to have your lifetime income blueprint made at 800-987-1443. Bill, Daniel, again, it's been a pleasure. It's always exciting talking to you. I know I learn something every time, and every once in a while I get to put it into my plan. Thank you for all the help.
Thank you.
Thanks for yours.
It's good being with you.
Good to have you with us.
We will see you again, and thank you for listening now. This has been Retirement Income Solutions.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.